Robert, I have a question for you, and it came from one of my dear students, very bright student. And she asked, she had listened to one of our other talks,
You
and she had.
mean someone's actually listening?
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm not listening right now,
No.
but that's all right. Yeah.
We do want
so.
people to listen, actually.
Yes, we do want people to listen. Yes.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question.
Just
The
give me the
question.
question.
Okay.
I don't want the personal effects thing, just the question.
Oh,
Just
okay.
kidding. Carry on.
Anyway, so the question was, you had mentioned Missy Vineyard's book a number of times. It was your favorite book, I think you said. And my student asked, well, why is it your favorite book? And is there fact ever really a best, or maybe you said it was the best book on the technique, I don't remember. And she was wondering, could there be a best book on the technique, and isn't it varied with according to what you might where you might be in your learning, what you might want to know at the time?
Right. That's a good question. I don't. When I said I thought Missy Vineyard's book, and the title of that book is "How You Stand, How You Move, How You Live," and then there's a lengthy subtitle by Missy Vineyard, and it's probably the top-selling introductory book on the Alexander Technique right now. And we're speaking in December of 2009. I do like that book very much as an introductory one. I think there are several others that are good, and I think there are a lot of books out that are really good for people who are interested in specific things. So I'd like to, just for this conversation, just stay with introductory books. Is that okay?
That sounds great. And I do. I think Missy's book is very good.
And just
Also,
to
yeah,
mention a
good.
couple of other classics, if you like, there's Michael Gelb's book, Body Learning. Is there another classic you can toss into that as an introductory book?
There was Frank Pierce Jones's book, Body Awareness in Action, but I think it has a different title.
I think it might be called Freedom to Change. We'll put a link
Yes.
to that. That's a very interesting book. Has a lot of biographical content. That's a nice introduction. I would say it's a relatively intellectual introduction, wouldn't you say?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Right. Missy's book I like because I see it as kind of, in some ways, a subversive book, although I don't think she would ever admit to it or even be thinking in those terms. But she's really kind of let the secret out on what inhibition is all about. So, and you don't have to read those boring debates anymore about is inhibition a movement, is it not a movement? You know the kind of stuff I'm talking about?
Right.
You don't really
Yeah.
need that anymore because honestly, she just cuts right through it and makes it incredibly simple to use. And it's actually had quite a big effect on how I think about self-direction. So in that sense, it not only is a very nice introduction to the technique in that it gives sort of the basic background ideas. It has a nice narrative to it. It's got nice case studies. But it also actually manages to teach you some pretty, at least get you thinking about some pretty basic Alexander concepts that you can use for yourself. So I put it pretty near the top of not only introductory book, but a book to work to use on your own if you don't have a teacher or if you have very limited access to a teacher. That's all I have to say on that topic,
I
really.
know I really enjoyed it also.
Yeah. But I'm
And I
sensing a hesitation. There's some
Oh
book you
no,
like
it isn't a
even better.
hesitation really. I just my no, I really thought it was a great book.
And I
I
think there's
find it
some
very difficult at this point to imagine myself being a brand new
Right.
person who doesn't know anything about the technique.
Well, let me
And
put a
what would
plug
I
in.
do?
Let me
What
put
would
a
you do?
plug in for another book, which in some ways is a pretty brilliant book too. It's called it's Elizabeth Langford's book. Is it Mind and Muscle? Is that the title? I can't. I have trouble.
I think she has the second book also.
No, the second one I'm not really talking about, but Mind and Muscle, was it an owner's manual or something? I'll put a link to it. That's a wonderful book. That book also really wakes you up to Alexander ideas, but in a very kind of roundabout way, which I think might be appealing for a lot of people. It's not a linear book, really. But it's a good one. Any others that you want to mention real quick before we end this?
No, just because I tend to go by what I read and think is really great, and oftentimes that has to do with what I'm getting out of it.
Right, right.
So.
All right. So we're done with the great books for great introductory books. You think?
Yes.